Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth with Life on Fire. I'm here with Jen Benninger in the house. Boom! Boom!
You got it.
So if you're an entrepreneur and you want more leads, you want to get your message out to more people, then you need to learn how to market. And so I'm super excited to bring Jen to the Life on Fire TV here today because she's an expert with YouTube marketing and advertising. So if you want to take your message, you want to reach more people faster, what I love about this is you can do it through organic or you can do it through paid.
Absolutely.
She's going to teach the fast track, which is how to get more clients and leads using YouTube advertising. So check it out. Stay tuned. It's going to be good.
Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire.
All right, so we are back.
Great.
And we are ready to rock.
Yes.
So you have how many tips for us?
I have five.
Cinco.
Five.
Cinco tips.
Yes, we are.
And so overall,
right.
This is really, I mean, this is about how to get more traffic, how to get more leads, ultimately make more money.
Money, absolutely.
Much. So let's just dive in. Let's just
sure.
get straight to
absolutely.
The point. So five ways to optimize YouTube advertising. Let's go.
Okay, so the very first tip, and this, I always start with this being the first tip, because this is always the one that makes everybody go like, oh, really, I have to do that? Yes, you have to do it. You have to research your keywords. Mm-hmm. And there is a three-level strategy that I'm going to tell you really quick on how to find the right keywords. Because you have to think about it. When you're on YouTube and you want to learn how to do something, you type in how to blank. Well, if you know what that blank is that they're searching for and you're advertising to that number, then you're going to have massive increase. They're extremely targeted traffic.
Yep.
So the number one tip is that you research your keywords. And the three ways you do that, you first go to your keyword tool and you see how many searches on Google are there. Because you know Google owns YouTube. So if Google is interested in it, they're gonna pull a video if it seems relevant. Then
so
you, oh, go ahead.
Google keyword tool. So
yes.
We'll put that in the description
Perfect.
As well below.
Yes, yep.
And
it's
so how
free
do we get
tool.
There?
It's free tool. Mm-hmm. You go to adwords.google.com, go under tools, hit keyword tool.
Boom.
Super simple. And you type in the keyword that you think you wanna your people are talking about, they'll tell you if how many people are looking for it. The next thing is then you wanna go do the same exact thing on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Because just because somebody's searching it on Google doesn't mean they're searching on YouTube. So if you search it on YouTube, then you're gonna also find out, okay, great, look, they're searching on Google, they're searching on YouTube. And then the last piece is you wanna look at how many views are on that top video. Because let's say a lot of people are searching it on YouTube and a lot of people on Google, but only 200 people are watching the video. That's not really where you want to go.
Wah, wah, wah.
Right. So you want to make sure there's a lot of searches on YouTube, on Google, and that people are watching that video. That's the first step to optimizing
so
your campaign.
So for context, we're talking about average monthly searches. What kind of range? Like how
so,
big?
So the biggest, that's a great question, a clarifying question. The biggest thing that I'm concerned about is not necessarily how many searches there are. I want to make sure that there's low competition.
Ooh.
And Google tells you if there's low, medium, or high. And
nice.
You can even search the keyword tool. You can sort it by low. So
okay.
if you have over 1,000 searches a month, and low competition, I would say that's great. If you go to YouTube and you have that people are actually searching for it,
yep.
and then if you have about, I don't know, anything over 50,000 views on a video, that's worth doing. Now, granted, I know there's videos out there that have millions and millions of views, and that's great,
mm-hmm.
but I'm saying if you could find something for over about 50,000, then you're gonna do great.
All right, that's step one.
That's step one.
There we go.
Okay, step two. Now that you've created your video, you know exactly the keyword that you're going to do, the second thing that you wanna do is you need to decide, am I going to do an in-stream ad? And people are like, well, Jen, what's an in-stream ad? You know those ads that you have to skip? You know, they're the skippable ads. You know, you have 5 seconds.
The semi-annoying ones.
The semi-annoying ones, but the most money makers, hello. Then you want to decide if you want to do that or if you want to do the in-display ads. And the in-display ads are the ones that are just a picture, kind of like you have on Facebook or one mm-hmm. of the other platforms. But the optimization tool that I want, the tip that I want to tell you about is if you have a video and you can create a 15 to 30 second intro to that video, you're gonna have the most bang for your buck by doing an in-stream ad. The in-display ads are a little bit easier to do, but you're gonna have more leads, traffic, and results if you do that in-stream ad.
Do you remember the person from New Jersey, the Housewives of New Jersey?
Yes.
That has the song On Display?
On Display.
You think she was really talking about display ads?
Yeah, I think she was. You're exactly
She's
right.
She's in display.
Oh my God.
Each and every day. Okay, cool. So that's two.
That's good.
And that's a really good tip. That's a great tip because for us, we got started with YouTube ads, and Jen runs all of our ads, and she's been crushing it for us and other clients. And the thing is, if you don't know just this alone, you can spend all this time and money doing things that are exhausting and not making you any money because you're just doing the wrong ones. So just like the song says, get in display.
Get in display. That's what you need to do. So tip number three, tip number three is, this is an actual tip that is, again, it's semi-technical, but not hard at all. You need to make sure all of your Google accounts are connected because, so you want to get Google Analytics, super simple. It's free. You go to analytics.google.com and you get a little code. Super simple. It shows right up there.
Can't get more simple.
You cannot. Then you take that little analytic code and you put it in your AdWords. And we're talking advertising. So AdWords is the Google account that you run all of your advertising through. Mm-hmm. Then you make sure that your YouTube channel is connected. Mm-hmm. And then you make sure that your website is connected. So we were talking when you introduced this video that I'm here to help you get targeted traffic leads and to increase your bottom line. If you don't know where your people are coming from on YouTube, then you don't know how to reinvest that money. So tracking is another humongous piece about that. Yeah. So I want to go one more advanced step. Yep. So the other ones are really simple. There's a place in AdWords and in YouTube that says connect analytics, AdWords, and your website. But what the super secret tip, just for Life on Fire audience, is that when you go into AdWords under tools, you will see a little button that says conversion pixel. You create that conversion pixel and you put that conversion pixel, you either have your web designer do it or you do it yourself, on your thank you page of whatever you're trying to do. Now we can track dollar for cent what is actually happening on your YouTube channel.
Which is so important because one of the biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make is that they'll have something they're passionate about, their business, and they start marketing on YouTube or Facebook or wherever. And if you're not tracking, you have absolutely no idea. It's like flying a plane completely blind.
Completely blind.
No autopilot.
And one of the things that I really, really enjoy doing is I love preparing my reports for my clients because they get to look at what their dollars are doing and then I can show them exactly where it's ending up on the other side. Then my clients make business decisions on where do they want to invest the different money and go from there.
That's so good. I love it.
That's great.
Cool.
So tip number four is it's reading some of these numbers, but the biggest thing that I think people overlook, and this might be, you know, someone's gonna be like, oh, well, of course, but I really want you, when you're looking in your AdWords account, I really want you to pay attention to the demographics. Because a lot of people, when they're marketing, especially if they're not sure exactly what their purpose is, they throw everything at everybody, and they don't know really who their target audience is. One thing I love about YouTube and AdWords is because it's part of Google, they are the most analytical and report building number person ever. They will tell you who your target audience is. So if you're running your own ads, I want you to pay attention to the demographics because if the 18 to 24 or the 45 to 60 are not clicking or watching your ads, please turn them off because you're just throwing money away.
Wasting all that money.
And so that's an optimization. Again, I'm trying to save money on your bottom line and get you really to pay attention. And demographics is the first step to start weeding off some of those people.
That's good. So just look. So basically, just to summarize, I mean, it's just look in the analytics and to see which categories of demographics are clicking through and ultimately buying.
Correct.
And then turn off the ones that are not.
Yeah, and it's super simple. It's on that homepage.
Yep.
So, you know, I know it's hard when we don't have the videos, you know, live screen share, but it's on the homepage. And it says, there's a huge tab that says demographics, and it has it all broken down, and you just click a little button, and it turns it off. But you can see how many subscribers you got, how many views you have, how much you're paying, how many converted, how many bought. And that's the number one thing that people don't really, they think, oh, but there might be that 65-year-old that buys my product. And it's like, but your target audience is 18 to 24.
Yeah.
So let's not worry about that. Let's get you more of those target audiences buying your products.
It's all about that focus. Narrow market.
Narrow it down. Mm-hmm. Narrow it down.
All right. So what do we got next for number five?
Okay.
This is the grand finale.
The grand finale. Okay. The number five tip when you are out there on Google AdWords is, drum roll. Do I get a drum roll?
I think
you should. A little drum roll? Do I get a little drum roll? Is produce videos.
That don't suck?
Yes, that's it. Number five. Produce videos that don't suck. No. In all reality, produce videos that really show who you are, what you want to share with people, what you're giving to the world. Because I know we started this entire, few minute video out about how to get more targeted leads, how to get more money. But I promise you, you're not going to get any of that if you are not your authentic, true self. And the videos are really about what you're all about. I do advertising for clients. If their videos, here's the deal. I can bring people to the party. If the party sucks, I can't make them buy. Mm. So you need to make sure the party is awesome. When we bring people to the party, you got a party. You got to bring the party. You got to be in display. You got a party. But I really mean that it really is the grand finale, because you need to make sure that you are authentic and true in the videos that you're sharing. Mm. The content is what people are looking for. You've done your research. You've connected your accounts. You're tracking your number. You're narrowing your audience. I promise you. You will
so
not
to bring
be
your authentic self right. in the grand finale number five. So right. What would be some specific actions that we could take for that?
So, sure, absolutely. So being your authentic self is, don't make videos that you think other people want to hear you say. Make videos that you want to make. But just make sure you do your keyword research. So if you are going to be talking about health and family and finance, and you see somebody on there says, oh, how to create a Facebook business page gets a lot of views, I'm going to go over here and create how to create a Facebook business page. That's not really what you, that's
incongruent.
Not your voice.
It's like you're trying to do it to just game the system, get views. But
correct. Don't do that.
It's kind of like, just stay true to what you're really passionate about and your purpose. And and I think too that there's something to be said about just continual practice.
Absolutely.
Because you can, in the beginning, I think for anyone that's in front of a camera, cameras are scary. Like as soon as they turn on, like,
yeah, you
freeze.
Guys should see the setup we're in at right now.
Get a whole
it's like,
setup.
Wow.
But it's all practice, you know,
it
and
is.
Just time. And
it
I think,
is.
I know for me personally, the thing was that, is I would always try and like emulate someone else.
Right.
And not consciously even, like I wouldn't, like who would want to do that? Like it's not that I was trying, like meaning to do that, but I found myself, the camera guy's making this. So I used to stand in front of the camera and talk and I would position my hands like this because I saw like, I think it was Damon John from Shark Tank or something doing it a while back and it just stuck. And it was like, why am I doing this with my hands?
Right.
But it's like practice the more that you do it and then it's like in peeling an onion. You just want more layers to fall off. You want to get to the core of you and kind of stop worrying about what people think, you know, not worrying about the comments and negativity and just being like, screw it. I'm just going to share this because I'm passionate about it because this is my mission.
I can sell that. I can promote that. I can market that. People want to watch that. So I want to preface or I want to do a little star at the end of that. That does not mean, I did not mean for you to go and hire the most expensive thing. I mean, if you are where you're at, giving your passion and you're on an iPhone video walking on the beach and you have to share something, those are fine videos. I didn't mean create expensive over the top, oh my gosh, I'm gonna, you know, I can't do videos because I'm frozen because they have to be perfect videos. It's authentic videos that truly share your voice. Mm-hmm. People want to see and hear that. And because your lead that comes to you from YouTube, if someone watches a 15 to 30 second intro we talked about, they watch a 5 to 10 minute video they talk about, and then they continue to click, do you know how targeted that person is?
Yeah.
So when they get there, when they get to you, they want you, your
true
self. They
feel like they know you, right?
And that lead is going to generate that
Speaking
extra stuff.
Of which, so how do you get in touch with Jen Benninger if you'd like more help with
Absolutely.
YouTube advertising.
So my business is called jenben.com. and it's JennBen.com. And my YouTube channel, of course, is JennBenTV. And I am on all the social media sites, so if you prefer Facebook, I'm there. I will not make you do a video submission to ask me questions. I will let you like type it out for me. But if you have any questions, would like to know anything else, I also take recommendations on any videos that people want to know, because I do care about what people want to know. So if you ever want a video produced and you don't understand, go to one of my videos on my channel and type in there, hey, Jen, can you show me how to connect that Google Analytics? I'll go make a video for it.
I think with Jen, what you have is someone that is very advanced with advertising, who is crushing it for us. She has folks at Google that are like a whole team of people now, and she's doing such good work. So proud of that, and I love working with you. And I think that you're catching someone early in their rise in their career who is super generous with her time. So if you have questions on this stuff, truly, comment below, like this video.
Absolutely.
And she's got the most giving heart. And so you can, you know, get your questions answered, hop over and check her out
on
YouTube. And she'll help, because I am super excited that, I know for us with advertising on YouTube, this is one of our, you know, we're going to be doing this and going big with it. We're going to be, this is going to be life changing for Life on Fire. And then therefore for a lot of people's lives because of Jen Ben, because of YouTube ads. So check out Jen Ben, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
I'm here to help you set your life on fire.